Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News breaks McEwen Inc. MWEX to acquire Canadian Goldian Gold, TSXV, CGC, in all-share transaction valued at $60 per share. McEwen Inc., UX, has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Canadian Gold Corp., TSXCGC, in an all-share transaction valued at 60 cents per share. This represents a significant 96.7% premium to Canadian Gold's prior closing price. Upon completion in early January 2026, Canadian Gold will become a wholly owned subsidiary of McEwen, providing shareholders exposure to a diverse portfolio of assets and projects. The acquisition includes the Tartan Lake Gold Mine Project in Manitoba, enhancing McEwen's growth profile and operational synergies. McEwen Inc. offers shareholders exposure to gold, silver, and copper projects in the Americas with a focus on sustainability and profitability. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, ESAUF. Reports positive initial metallurgical results from Colombia's Bolivar region. ES Gold Corp. reported positive initial metallurgical results from de-ester table tests on bulk tailing samples collected in Colombia's Bolivar region. The material showed amenability to simple gravity separation, with mean feed grades of approximately 4.88 grams per ton of gold and 35.7 grams per ton of silver, achieving gold recoveries of up to 52% without chemical reagents. CEO Gordon Robb noted that these results validate ES Gold's clean, low-reagent process design, highlighting strong potential economics as the company progresses towards scalable, low-impact gold and silver recovery through pilot testing and optimization. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation with projects in Quebec aimed at delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Noble agrees to sell Island Pond claims to Benton Resources, Inc. Noble Mineral Exploration Inc. Inc. has agreed to sell its Island Pond claims in Newfoundland and Labrador to Benton Resources, Inc. The Island Pond claims consist of 7 mining claims covering 175 hectares in central Newfoundland. Noble will receive 1,000 common shares of Benton and $30,000 in exchange for the claims. Noble will retain a 1% net smelter returns royalty, while Benton will have a right of first refusal over any proposed sale of the royalty. The transaction is subject to certain conditions, including approval from Noble's board of directors and the TSX Venture Exchange. Noble CEO H. Vance White expressed excitement for Benton's success on the Great Burnt and looks forward to future results. Noble Mineral Exploration Inc. is a Canadian-based junior exploration company with various mineral and exploration rights across Ontario, Quebec, and Newfoundland.
Eldridge engineers turn to psychrometric charts to win the war against ice and humidity in cold storage. Eldridge engineers are utilizing psychrometric charts to combat ice and humidity in cold storage facilities. According to Clayton Settle, project manager at Eldridge, humidity is the real threat in temperature-controlled environments. Warm, moist air entering cold storage spaces leads to issues like coil frosting, icing hazards, and energy waste. By using psychrometric charts to analyze air properties, Eldridge engineers can design effective ventilation and dehumidification systems to prevent these problems. This proactive approach allows for safer, more efficient operations in cold storage facilities, ultimately saving companies time and money. Eldridge, a leader in industrial ventilation and dehumidification solutions, is revolutionizing cold chain management with their innovative engineering techniques.
Charbonne signs 5-year clean UHP hydrogen supply agreement in Ontario, marking a major milestone in its commercial expansion. Charbonne Corporation, a North American producer and distributor specializing in clean ultra-high-purity hydrogen, has signed a 5-year supply agreement in Ontario. The contract with an Ontario-based distributor will provide stable demand for Charbonne's clean UHP hydrogen. Initial deliveries are set for November 2025 using a newly commissioned Type 1 hydrogen tube trailer certified for operation in Ontario. This marks Charbonne's entry into the Ontario market and reinforces its presence in eastern Canada. CEO Dave B. Gagnon stated that this contract demonstrates Charbonne's ability to build a trusted and secure hydrogen supply network, positioning the company for further expansion. Charbonne's transportation subsidiary achieved full regulatory compliance within 8 months, ensuring a safety-first approach to distribution.
Centenario signs LOI to acquire the Cabot Copper and Gold Project in Newfoundland and Labrador, announces a $1.5 million financing and share consolidation. Centenario Gold Corp. has signed a non-binding letter of intent to acquire the Cabot Copper and Gold Project in Newfoundland and Labrador. The project includes the Cabot Copper Zone, with samples containing up to 7% Cu, and the Marble Cove Gold Prospect, with historic samples up to 70.38 grams per all. The company also plans to consolidate shares in a 10-1 rollback to improve liquidity and fundraising. Additionally, Centenario announced a $1.5 million financing through a private placement of 15 million units at 10 cents each, with half warrants exercisable at 5 cents for 24 months. President and CEO Doug Fulcher sees the Cabot project as aligning with the company's exploration strategy, focusing on high-potential targets in established mining jurisdictions. The acquisition represents an expansion of Centenario's copper-gold portfolio in a region known for increasing exploration activity.
Trident Maritime Systems announces strategic divestiture of AGI. Trident Maritime Systems, a leading maritime systems and solutions provider, has announced the divestiture of Trident Maritime Systems UK Limited and its subsidiaries, including Aeronautical and General Instruments Limited, to DC Capital Partners. AGI, a provider of electronic systems for naval applications, will now be under the ownership of DC Capital, a private equity firm. Trident CEO Joe Mullen expressed gratitude to the AGI team for their efforts and looks forward to new opportunities. AGI CEO David Hyde is excited to partner with DC Capital for future success. Trident focuses on delivering for U.S. customers and supporting the U.S. Navy's shipbuilding plans. Kipps DeSanto & Co. advised Trident on the transaction, while Jones Day provided legal counsel. J.F. Lehman & Company, Inc., the parent company of Trident, specializes in investing in aerospace, defense, maritime, government, and environmental industries.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.